Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
It was a tournament for the ages. It was a conversation piece for the ages. And it was a star maker for the ages. The NCAA Women's Tournament changed the future of the sport in my mind. And it got attention that we frankly think the sport has deserved for a very long time. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. It's a Fitz and Harry takeover. Jason Fitz sitting with Harry Douglas on ESPN Radio, hanging out with you on ESPNU, Sirius XM Channel 80, and the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And Harry, I want to be clear as we welcome in our next guest, something you and I talked passionately about last week, was the greatness of our next guest and the greatness of the moment and the greatness of this LSU team. Angel Reese joins us now, LSU forward, 2023 national champion. Angel, thanks for the time. Congratulations. It was incredible to watch you cook. We loved every single second of it. Week ago, you're in the Final Four. Now you're on ESPN. You're on Good Morning America. You're everywhere. What's the last week been like for you?
Good morning. Good morning. I haven't slept just yet, but it's been great. I mean, I enjoy every moment. You don't get these moments twice, so I'm embracing it, and I'm just having fun.
I got to ask you, Angel, what was your reaction to Clayton Clark saying that you shouldn't be criticized at all for what happened at the end of the championship game?
Man, people don't realize me and her have never had beef. We've played against each other for so long. And, I mean, she's a great player. I love playing against Caitlin. And I feel like me and her have been the face of women's basketball at the college level right now. So just being able to have that and her come out and say that was great for us.
I got to tell you, Angel, I feel the same way both of you young ladies feel. Let women be great, right? I stop trying to put y'all in a box and tell y'all what y'all can't do or who y'all can't be. Y'all are competitors. Y'all play the game of basketball at a very, very high level. Emotions run over, and it's okay. I try to tell everybody, it's phenomenal when you see it because it makes me tune in that much more. I already watch women's college basketball, but being able to watch the NCAA tournament this season and being able to watch Caitlin and yourself bring that emotion and that passion to the game, I think it's phenomenal for sports and particularly, especially women's basketball.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So afterwards, you were passionate talking about who people say you are, how they say you are.
Yeah.
Who are you, Angel? Like set the record straight for the world. Who is Angel Reese?
Unapologetically Angel Reese. I'm going to be who I am, and I'm going to stand on my grounds and stand firm on what I believe in. I mean, I feel like a lot of women that look like me don't have a voice, and I speak for those that don't have a voice and just feel like they can't say certain things. And I can be the one to say those things and get maybe backlash from it, but I know that it gives confidence to other little girls or just even other women. I mean, I've gotten women that are maybe 30, and they said, I don't have as much confidence as I had as you have at that age. So just being able to be an advocate for some people that may not have a voice and being able to speak for what's right, I think that's just something I've always stood firm on.
Now your team has accepted the invitation to the White House. Will you be joining them as well?
Yes, I'm a team player. I mean, it would look crazy for me not to be there for one. And then for two, I mean, going back home to the DMV, you don't really get those chances. You don't get those chances often. So being able to go back with the team and just following along with my coach does because they have the best interest in me.
One thing that I think is interesting, we're talking to Angel Reese, by the way, LSU forward. Angel, I've been around and covered the W for a minute with ESPN, and it's interesting to me to see the rise in talent at the college level right now. It feels like there's more talent, and it's spread out all over the country. Why has that happened?
I don't know. I mean, I think women's basketball is honestly growing. I think another big thing this year was so many different teams have been good. Usually it's not the top same teams. Like UConn is always good. South Carolina, we had so many different great teams this year. And I think that's helping grow women's basketball, like the men's side. You didn't predict those four teams to be in the Final Four for the men's side. And I think there was a lot of unpredictable teams that were in the women's side as well. So just being able to see how much that has grown as well has just been great for us.
Now your brother plays for Maryland basketball team, right? And your cousins with Jordan Hawkins from
it's just
UConn.
A family right there.
So tell us what those battles was like growing up with those two guys along with yourself playing basketball.
Yeah, no, it's always been fun, super competitive. When I was a little younger, I could beat the both of them. I don't know if I can beat Jordan now. But I definitely know I can't beat my brother for sure. He's way bigger than me. So yeah, we used to always compete, and I guess me and Jordan have an upper ledge on my brother now since we both have national championships.
What was the biggest difference for you, obviously, transferring to LSU and getting this opportunity? What was the biggest difference for you in your life and career that really made the difference this year?
Honestly, just being able to have a fresh start and being who I was. I mean, I was always who I am, but I didn't have the platform. I mean, SEC, LSU, we got the spotlight this year. And just to see how much my platform has grown on and off the court, because I feel like I've always been this player, and I was having these numbers at Maryland. But just to being able to see me get better, have confidence, be happy, and then off the court, how much my NIL has shot up. I mean, I started at LSU with 70,000 followers, and now I'm at a million. So you can kind of see the growth there as well.
I was going to ask something else, but stick there for a second. I mean, NIL, there's a lot of talk, and I think people have sort of kidnapped that talk to make it all about college football, but NIL can be a huge benefit to athletes in other sports, specifically for women playing basketball right now. How big of a difference are you guys seeing it across the board?
Yeah, I think women's basketball might be leading in NIL deals. I know I'm leading the country in NIL deals. So I have somebody that I work with that is really great. She's helped me a lot with that stuff. And I think it kind of affects, it's a positive and a negative. I mean, you get the good and the bad with it, of course. But, I mean, especially as a woman and going into the WNBA potentially next year, knowing that I can make a lot of money in college and then going into the WNBA, I don't really have to worry about much. So I think it's been great, especially for me. I've been able to market. And because I know I'm just not a basketball player, I also like to model. I like to do my lashes, hair. So being able to get all those things and then on the court just being able to kill has been just great.
Now, Angel, I got to be honest. I like competition. I love watching the good game. I want to see y'all play Iowa next season. I need the schedule makers to make that happen some kind of way. How excited would it be to play Iowa again after defeating them in the national championship this season?
Man, that would be fun. It's like to see 9.9 billion viewers was crazy. Like, to see that many people watching our game was insane. So if it's going to grow the game and help the game and being able to get this impact again next year, I mean, I think Iowa already, they're selling out on tickets for their home next year. So just being able to see the game grow how it is growing right now, it's amazing.
I saw a video of the end of the championship game where you guys asked your AD if school was going to be canceled on Monday. They did it for the football team. Did they end up canceling classes on Monday? I didn't see an update. Did you still have to go to class? Did anybody have to go to class?
No, we still had class.
I got to work on that with LSU. I don't know how
it's
I feel
okay.
about
it. It's fine.
Angel, talk about your coach a little bit, because you talked about being unapologetically yourself. And while your coach, obviously, Kim Mulkey, has had some controversy, I think she's pretty unapologetically herself also. What difference has she made in your development?
She's been amazing. I mean, if you see my outfit right now, I have one of a sparkly jacket just like her. So she's just who she is. I mean, she stands firm. She keeps me humble. She always has my back. I know that she has my back through thick and thin, and she's always there for me. My mom first and then a coach. So she's been great for our team. I mean, she didn't have these expectations on us at the beginning of the year. She had a list of goals, and we were only supposed to win. She said, at least just get out of Baton Rouge. And then we kept going and kept going. So I think she just keeps us humble and just keeps that chip on our shoulder a lot.
So, Angel, on Fridays, me and Fitz, we have our own show. We're on KJM right now, but we call Friday Love Fridays. Now, you like R&B music? You like R&B?
Yeah, I love R&B.
Okay, so you got to give us your favorite, your top R&B song that's on your playlist right now. Your top R&B song.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I don't have a top song, but I'm listening to that the SZA album right now.
Ooh,
that's like my top. That album right now, the SOS, that's me right now. That's me.
So have she had a concert yet down there where y'all are? I went to the concert
recently
in Atlanta.
Oh, my gosh. She had one in Dallas and Houston. I don't think she had one in NOLA. And me and my teammate wanted to go because we had an off day one time. And I think, like, Houston is about 4 hours away. So we were going to take the drive. But I was like, I don't want to risk it. And Coach, if we didn't make it back, Coach is going to get us. So I wish I could go, though.
But I'm telling you, if you get a chance to go, she put on a hell of a show. It is worth it 1,000%.
I'm telling you this, too.
I was in there singing, Angel. I was in that thing singing.
Angel, you were already famous, but now you're like famous, famous. Now you can just be like, you got people. Like, your people connect to their people. And before you know it, bam, you got like a pass and you're hanging outside stage. Like, this is just beginning of like the famous. Like, Harry lives this stuff all the time as an NFL vet. Like, when you reach the level of fame y'all got, you just walk into shows you want to go to.
Well.
No, literally. I've been talking to Drake a lot. So he comes to NOLA June 16th, and he told me he can get me backstage passes for me and my teammates. So we're going to get right. You'll see us there. You'll see us there.
Man, Angel, I speak for both of us.
She famous, famous.
Oh, yeah. No, she famous, famous.
Famous,
I speak for both of us. We were loud in defending from the day one some really stupid narratives that went out there to the world. We were both incredibly pumped. We were on this show today because we knew we were going to get to talk to you. Watching you kick ass was one of the delights of the tournament, and it's a moment nobody is ever going to forget for women's sports. So thanks for hanging out with us, but more importantly, congratulations on being a national championship. You earned it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. Thanks for taking the time with me.
That's Angel Reese, national champion Angel Reese, as you
right.
always say. Put that respect.
Put that respect with a K on it.
Yeah.
Angel Reese was in the zone. Get in the zone. Brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Again, we will both say it loudly. I think it was an incredible moment for women's college basketball. I think we're going to look back. There are transcendent moments in sports, and to me, what we saw between her and Caitlin was very reminiscent of that moment of, like, you know, Magic and Larry, that sort of thing. When you've got those transcendent athletes playing with teams in those title moments, it hits different.
You know what, Fitz? I think our country needed what transpired to happen to allow us to get to a certain place, not just in sports, but life.
All right, Pat, you got something?
Most ridiculous thing ever just happened. We let Alan in. Alan's a huge Angel Reese fan. He's wanted her on the show forever. So we let Alan pick up the phone to say goodbye to her, and he goes, Angel, thanks for calling in, man.
Man?
What am I supposed to say? If I were to say, thanks for calling in, baby, it would have sound crazy.
He panicked.
Thanks for calling in, Angel.
Nah.
You just ended with him.
Oh, thanks for calling in, man.
I was going to say something else, but I didn't want to get in trouble.
Oh, okay. Thanks for calling. Well,
yeah,
I mean, look.
It's a smart play, man. It's a long play.
Oh, it's a long play. Okay. Was there a follow-up? Do you have a way to get in touch with Angel?
We have to go to break.
Okay. That's what's happening right now. All right. The Suns are continuing to roll. The question is, are they primed for an early exit? We'll answer it next. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, but it's really a Fitz and Harry takeover on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Harry, you throwing it out there to anybody. Oh, I can get you master's tickets anytime for next year you want to go. No, you can't. Stop lying. You cannot just like that. Hey, I'm just costing. You ain't getting master's tickets. Hey, I got you if you want to go. No, he don't. He ain't got. He'll get you in the master's parking lot. That's about maybe across the street.
Keyshawn. J. Will. And Max. On ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. It's a Fitz and Harry love Friday takeover.
I want your body.
I'm Jason Fitz sitting with Harry Douglas.
To the very last drop.
I'm using Friday morning to set the mood for Friday evening. As we do every single Friday on our show, which you can usually listen to from noon to three.
And who can love
you just heard Michael Collins say that all Harry could do was get somebody in the parking lot. I can now confirm to America, I have seen the text. It took him less than 30 minutes to get oh my God, I'd love to make that happen for you. You want to go to the Masters? And the best line in the text was, it's so much more fun in person. Like, bang, it took him less than 30 minutes, and Harry Douglas got a Masters invite. I'm just telling you, never doubt HD.
But here's the thing, though. The thing about me is that I treat people with the utmost respect. And I hardly ever ask people for anything as it is. But the fact that I treat people right, man, that's just the way my parents raised me. So it's nothing for me to, like, you know, reach out to my people and them reach back to me and let me know they're going to take care of me. But I gotta tell Michael Collins, you might want to Google me. You might want to realize who I am, Mr. Collins. I love you, but you might want to Google me.
I will say, when we were down in the college football playoffs in Atlanta, walking into the stadium, the funniest thing is that even all the security guards, like, walking by, were like, hey, Harry, hey, Harry, hey, Harry. Like, everywhere we went. It was absolutely hysterical. Again, we want to give thanks to Angel Reese for hanging out with us. Really enjoyed talking to her. Had a great time. And we're going to keep the star power coming. Didn't know this was happening right now. It is Jaylen Brown, Celtics guard, two-time NBA All-Star joining us right now. It's Jason Fitz, Harry Douglas. It's a Fitz and Harry takeover of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Jaylen, really appreciate your time this morning, man. Obviously, we've been talking this morning a lot about the playoffs. We're getting there. How you feeling about where you guys are right now?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I think that we have put ourselves in a good position all season. We've been pretty much winning all season, so now it's go time.
I got to ask you, you look at your basketball team right now, you look at the broader picture. Y'all was in the NBA Finals a year ago. What is one thing that your team learned from that experience against the Warriors last season?
Just details and execution. I think that matters the most, especially when your back's against the wall, you know, that you look across the line, you're tired, the other team's tired, you've given it all you got, they've given it all you got, you know, in those moments, you know, the little bit of details make the biggest difference.
Jaylen, what high school did you go to in Georgia?
Wheeler High School.
He went to Wheeler High School. See, man, you got a little beef, not too much. My senior year in high school, I lost to Wheeler in the state championship game. But Wheeler is a powerhouse. Wheeler is a powerhouse.
There's like a Georgia theme to everybody. Like, Harry knows everybody through Georgia. This is amazing.
Yeah, but I want Jaylen to tell everybody how many, you know, amazing athletes come out of the state of Georgia. Jaylen, can you touch on that for us for a little bit? Let the people know, man.
Yeah, Harry, I'm sorry to hear you lost to Wheeler in the state championship, but not really. a lot of talent, a lot of athletes, you know, on both sides, basketball, football, baseball, et cetera, come out of Georgia, man. I got a lot of friends. I'm in NBA currently. He's in a teammate now, Malcolm Brogdon, who is from Georgia, went to Greater Atlanta Christian. There's so many players, I can't even keep up now, but Atlanta is definitely a hotbed for talent, especially in this generation.
We're talking to Celtics superstar Jaylen Brown. Jaylen, this is what we do at ESPN. We spend a lot of time talking about soap operas, right? We make big deals out of things. And we talk for people all the time because we don't always get the chance to talk to you. So we're talking to you now. What do you want for your future?
What do you mean by that?
Well, there's a lot of speculation about, does Jaylen Brown see a long-term future with the Celtics? We spend hours talking about what the future looks like for you in Boston. What do you want?
I want to win a championship, of course. I think that's what every player and every athlete plays his game for, is to win. So that would be nice to start.
Do you want to do that in Boston?
Absolutely. Why not? I think we got a great opportunity right now here. So I'm looking forward to the playoffs.
Now, on every team, you have jokesters. You have people that break the ice. On the Boston Celtics, who is that one guy or multiple guys who, you know, make things fun and able to joke around, but when it's time to get on the court and be serious, they also know how to lock in that manner as well?
We got a couple on our team. I think Blake Griffin is one, probably the funniest teammate I think I've ever had. He's got some legendary SNL skits, but he's pretty funny off the court as well. I mean, on the court as well. Grant Williams, he thinks he's funny, but you know, more we spend more time laughing at Grant than laughing with Grant. and Marcus is just Marcus. You know, you don't know what you might get any day of the week. So you know, it's pretty entertaining to follow him and keep up with him. But we got a couple jokesters, you know. But those are coming to three on this team.
All right. So who's the worst locker room DJ? There's got to be somebody that you know that can't control the music.
Oh man.
Locker room DJ. I think we got some good locker room DJs. I'm gonna tell the truth. I think JT spends more time, you know, being a locker room DJ than anyone, or like playing music on the plane. I think he's a big, you know, he played a lot of Jay-Z, a lot of classic old school music. So I'm gonna go. I'll say JT is the best. We don't really have too many bad ones. If you bad, we're not gonna let you get on there.
So I want you to talk and tell the people, man, that are listening right now and also watching, the relationship that you and Jason Tatum have. Because for two guys who are alpha males but also can go out there on any given night and give any team that y'all are playing 30, 40, 50-plus, I think that's phenomenal. But in order to do that, in order for it to work, I think you guys' relationship has to be in stone and solid. Can you talk about y'all relationship?
I'm just two guys who love to work and get better, and two guys who are super ultra competitive and want to win and have pushed each other, have pushed ourselves to new limits. We've grown and we got still a lot more growing to do. So it's been fun.
There were a lot of questions coming into the season. People didn't know what to expect from Joe Mazzulla, your new head coach. What have your impressions been there?
I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I think that we've been a pretty great team all season long, you know, despite some ups and downs. We've been consistent. I think we're a better team than we were last year. We won more games at least. So now we're just looking to get ready for the playoffs and prepare for that.
Jalen, appreciate your time, man. Thanks so much. Best of luck through the Sorry. I missed one here. Sorry about that, Jalen. I was about to let you go. I didn't see this. You won the Red Auerbach Award this week. How much does that honor mean to you?
It's great. I think anytime you get an award for some stuff that you do off the court, leadership, you know, et cetera, you know, those are things that, you know, I think mean the most. Of course, the on-court awards mean a lot, like, you know, potential All-NBA or potentially, you know, being in the conference All-Star or whatever. But, you know, not too many times you get notified for your work in the community, the leadership on and off the floor. So being able to receive that from the city of Boston, from the organization, I think that was a cool thing.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know, the Red Auerbach Award is given to the Celtics player who best exhibits excellence on and off the court each year and exemplifies the spirit and meaning of what it means to be a Boston Celtic. Congratulations on that, man. Appreciate your time this morning. Congratulations on a great year. Can't wait to see what you guys do in the playoffs. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
That's Jalen Brown, Celtics guard, hanging out with us. Always cool when you're doing something in the community that gets you recognized, right?
Like 100%.
As he referenced right there, and he made it clear, he wants to win a championship. Who doesn't? All right, we'll keep you updated on everything going on with the Celtics. We'll keep getting into it. Plus, coming up, is pepperoni the best pizza topping? We're going to break it down. It's looking at me like I've lost my mind. Trust me, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, it's a Fitz and Harry takeover.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Time for Take It or Shake It, brought to you by Grainger. It's a Fitz and Harry takeover of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz, you can usually hang out with us from noon to 3. Let me tell you what I wanna do.
Yeah, that's that 112.
For example, if you wanted to take or shake whether or not Harry can get passes to the Masters in under 30 minutes,
take it.
You would have taken that.
Take it.
If you want to take that Harry's going to bring me as his plus one in full knickers, knee-high socks, and neon colors, take it. Woo! Am I going as your plus one?
What kind of?
Knickers. Like those little like knee
pants. Man, just say pants, man.
No. Like the knickers are the ones that like have the little elastic under the knees that are kind of poofy in the middle like the knee-high socks. Oh, man. I'm bringing them in like lime head to toe. Oh, like, yeah. Skin-tight shirt that shows my abs that got abs that got abs by then. I got a year to get ready for this. Oh, I'm going to be in master shape by the time we get there. Oh, man. And I'm just going to lean on a golf bag the whole time.
But honestly, I think we have to go together. I'm sorry, Pat. Me and you got to go to the Masters together as a show, as a group, as a brotherhood. I think it would only be right for Fitz and Harry as well.
I mean, and as a lifelong diehard 18-second golf fan, I feel like I really deserve to be there. Like, I've been a fan of the
sport. So tell Michael Collins, we'll see him at the 2024 Masters.
Okay. There we go. Michael Collins, we'll find you. We're going to next year we'll just do the hit in person. All right, take it or shake it. You know the concept. We're going to get Nuno will give us a topic, and then we'll decide if we're taking it or shaking it. Nuno, are you ready to be a superstar?
I am.
Okay, bring a little more energy to it. Nuno, are you ready to be a superstar?
Fitz, check the resume. Shake it! Nuno's not a superstar.
Woo!
The Lakers are real title contenders. Take it or shake it?
Just shake that all the way. Shimmy it. Shake it. Throw shake it away. That, shake and bake.
Shake
like
it.
Whatever you want to say that's the equivalent of no. The Lakers are barely real playoff contenders. They're not even going to win a series in the first round. I'm dug down. If I wasn't dug in on that, I am after first take because my Menchies, I just want to go back savagely at everybody that's been coming at me for 24 hours. I'm now openly hoping that I am more correct than ever. The Lakers are done. They're done.
I will say this. Is it an opportunity they can make a run? Of course, it's always an opportunity if you make the playoffs. Do I think it's going to happen? No. I'm going to go ahead and shake it. And I ain't talking about the shake weight.
If I walk into a bar tonight in New York and Giselle happens to be there getting a drink, there's a chance I could walk up and ask for Giselle's number and I'm going to get it. It ain't going to happen. Well, it's just like the Lakers can walk into the bar.
Don't be scared. At least.
Oh, no, I ain't scared.
Like, at least try.
Shoot or shoot. All right, go.
At least try.
What do you got next, Nuno?
The LeBron era is over in the NBA. Take it or shake it?
I'm shaking that.
Shake that.
That's, I would not disrespect LeBron James in that manner.
No.
I'm shaking that 1,000%.
This year's Lakers team is not good enough, but that doesn't mean that I would count out LeBron any year. Like people will go play with LeBron somewhere, and he'll always have a chance. He'll always be in the conversation. Yeah, I'm shaking that.
All right, the 76ers will win a title with Doc Rivers as their head coach. Take it or shake it?
I'm shaking it. I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't. It's too many good teams. You look at who's on the Western Conference. I'm never counting the Warriors out. You look at Kevin Durant. You look at the Memphis Grizzlies. That team is getting better. Also, you look at the Milwaukee Bucks. The Cleveland Cavaliers are going to be better moving forward. As well as the Boston Celtics.
I'm going to take it, I think. When you got Embiid, you always got a chance. So if I'm just willy-nilly with it. I'm feeling love on Friday, and I feel like maybe Philly needs a little love after all morning we've been tough on them.
So you think they have a chance to win it this year?
No, not at all. No, this year's not their year. But you never know. Like next year, a bunch of guys could not be playing well or, you know, a bunch of players could go play elsewhere. As long as you got Embiid, you got a chance, right? Look, I'm just trying to give it a look, and I just said the opposite about LeBron. God, I'm a fraud. I'm a fraud, and I take it all back. Never mind, I shake it. I shake it, I'm out. Go ahead,
Nuno. I gave you the look.
I'm just going to keep shaking all of this because I talked myself out of it. What's up next?
Pepperoni is the best pizza topping. Take it or shake it.
Oh, I'm taking that one 1,000,000%. Take it.
Pepperoni is just a glorified grease ball. It's unnecessary. All it does is make good pizza gross.
What are you talking
cheese
about?
Cheese is the only... Like, good pizza doesn't need anything other than cheese on it. Like, when I order pizza and they're like, what do you want on it? Cheese. I don't need any of your... Like, I don't need your vegetables. Well, Leave those in your farm. Well, I don't need your meat sausage put all over my pepper. My pizza.
No wonder you're not going to get Giselle's number because you like plain Jane.
Okay, well, look. No, like, she's going to respect the fact that my body's a shrine and I'm not putting that extra grease in there. Plus, like, you don't need... Like, pepperoni, what's the point of it? It's just a little, like, look at them. When they curl up, what's inside them? Liquid grease. Why do I need that? I don't need that at all. Like, I don't want to have to dab my pizza at the top. Ugh. Just give me cheese.
You probably hate pineapple too, then.
I like pineapple.
Well, not on pizza.
I'm not pineapple on pizza is like the when you're used to something.
That's ridiculous.
You just want a little like counter. You want something a little different. You know, ham and pineapple pizza is like a little
so
like.
So you don't like a meat lover's pizza?
Oh God, no. No, I don't like because it has pepperoni on it. A sausage, if I have the choice between pepperoni or sausage, I'll take sausage, but I'm not taking pepperoni.
Unsurprising.
I'll take all the sausage. Just give me all the sausage.
All right, moving on.
Yummy. Quickly before we all get fired, they're going to find new hosts by the 9 o'clock hour.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the best cereal. Take it or shake it.
Oh, I'm taking this and more.
Take it.
And I give it to my kids in the morning times, and my wife really, really gets upset with me.
The first word was right, cinnamon, but not the Toast Crunch part. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, skip it. Just shake it. Cinnamon Life, better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Cinnamon Life is chef's kiss.
That's a cereal?
What? Yeah, Cinnamon Life is chef's kiss.
Be honest, are you 90?
What kind of
cereal is that?
Like Life, you know, like Life cereal, okay?
But they make
Cinnamon Life.
Well, we're going to give you Life that comment.
Look, so when I was a little kid, my brother was allergic to artificial coloring and flavoring.
Get out of here. I don't even want no damn Jell-O no more. Lou, you didn't ruin my appetite.
You want your cornbread.
The first time I ever had Kool-Aid in my life, there was a lot of vodka in it. Like, I had no idea what any of that stuff. I didn't grow up with, like, Fruit Loops. I never had any of that as a kid. Wow. Discovered them all as an adult, and they all suck. Like Cinnamon Life is perfect. It's just a little sweet.
You know, my first time drinking was on like what they call that hunch punch hooch.
Yeah,
like with the fruit in it and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my first time ever drinking.
Yeah, that's manlier than me. It was Zima. My first time drinking was little Zima. Tastes like Sprite. Oh. All right, we didn't even get time for orange is the best soda flavor.
No, we still got to do one more.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Eating a hamburger without a bottom bun is insane behavior. Take it or shake it?
Take it.
No. Take it.
Absolutely
shake it.
Take it.
We're shaking that one.
Take that.
What, you taking the one bun off? Like that?
I don't like the bottom of any bread unless it's a sandwich bread. That's the same because the texture is different.
My Anna Cana don't got buns unless. here's my question for you. Like, why? Like, you sit here and eat cake and ice cream and you eat like 52,000 things during the day that are bad for you and that one bun on the bottom of your hamburger?
What did you just say before that?
I was trying to take it to buns and I just couldn't get through it.
No, but the texture of the bottom bun is
so you don't like buns.
Horrible.
You don't like bottoms. You don't like buns.
No, I'm a top guy.
I'm trying to hold it together with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop by. Coming up next, are we still going to have jobs and are the Suns primed for an early exit? It's Fitz and Harry. Actually, you know what? It's Kenny and Carlin taking over Keyshawn J.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. But it's a Fitz and Harry takeover. I'm Jason Fitz, sitting with Harry Douglas, which tells you nobody else was available to take our seats after the segment we just had. Don't forget to tune in to an NL battle Sunday as the Trash Braves host the Padres. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, 7 p.m. on ESPN.
Yeah, you got me saying, my, I wish that I had pulled over and get things started.
Right.
So love Fridays. We're setting the move Friday morning for Friday night. We'll get to the Suns in a second, but as expected, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Y'all are fired up. Tony in Syracuse chiming in. Tony, thanks for calling the show. What you got?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Man, you guys are really pushing the envelope this morning on this show. But anyways, whole pizza deal. I'm from Syracuse. We got some good pizza places here. How about a nice roasted red peppers on a nice slice of pizza? I mean, you can't beat that. I mean, I know I get the whole cheese deal, but you put out some roasted red peppers, fresh roasted red peppers, slice on a slice. You can't beat that.
Okay, Tony, here's the thing. Like, for anyone that hasn't listened to me on any show for 3 seconds, thanks for the call, by the way. I'm a beacon of light right now. My body's a shrine, right? I'm doing Orange Theory every day, 6 days a week. I'm losing all sorts of weight. I've got a nutritionist that's telling me what to eat. Okay, roasted red peppers are something the nutritionist makes me eat, not something I choose to put on something delicious. Like, there's never been a time in my life where I was like, you know what this dish needs? Some delightful roasted red peppers. That doesn't exist. Like, I just need cheese pizza. I don't want roasted red peppers on them.
Well, also, Tony, welcome to Fitz and Harry.
Yeah, pushing the envelope.
This is what you get from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday. Yeah, this is what you get, baby.
That is fair. Ross in Long Beach. Ross, thanks for calling the show, man. What you got?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, Fitz, this one may not be for you, but Harry, I got a real great pizza suggestion for you. Three true Italian toppings, a nice spicy pepperoni, ooh, anchovies, and double sun-dried tomatoes. The fusion between the three is phenomenal.
See, I love the spicy pepperonis. I don't like the anchovies, though. I like the tomatoes, but the anchovies. So whenever I order Caesar salad, and I understand, like, it's in the dressing, but that's fine as long as the dressing isn't too fishy. But when they always ask me, do you want anchovies on top of your Caesar salad? I tell them no, because the only seafood I eat, Fitz, is what? Shrimp.
Yep.
It's the only seafood that I eat. I don't like fishy tasting things, and you know, just the anchovies are a little too much for me on a salad.
If it would easily come on a salad, which would also include sun-dried tomatoes, I don't want it on my pizza. Like, this is simple. Like, pizza is meant to be folded and shoved, right? It's just you fold it, you shove it. And all you need on that is cheese. Harry is, okay. It's a Fitz and Harry takeover. I'm Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Wait, on ESPN Radio. Yes, go ahead.
So that means you're not a deep dish guy, though?
Oh, no. I deep dish is okay, but deep dish really isn't my thing. Like, if I'm going to splurge on pizza, it's going to be like, I'm a big fan of the New York style. Like, I want a big old slice that I can fold and shove. The deep dish is you know, I don't want to fork and knife my pizza. Is a general rule.
Grow up, Harry.
Wait, did you say grow up, Harry? I'm Fitz. He's Harry.
Like, I know. Harry's giggling over there like a schoolgirl.
I
grow
love
up.
Deep dish pizza. Like, I
okay,
it's
so
good.
Like, are you into Chicago style over like the, yeah, the okay. Yeah. That's a personal preference. I'm not gonna trash it. Pizza's pizza.
So my father, we used to make pizza a lot, like growing up, and we used to make like the thick pizza, you know, Chicago style.
Now, there's a fine line for me, too. Like, I don't want cheese and sauce on a cracker. So don't give me, like, the thin crust pizza that everybody's like, oh, it snaps.
I don't want that pizza.
Like, I want a hand toss. Like, I want the image in my mind of some guy that's, like, flipping the pizza and it's spinning in the air. And, like, they
so
have
that's
to
flip an issue in my household. So whenever we order pizza, like, we have pizza night and stuff, like, I have to order a separate pizza from my wife and kids because they like that thin pizza. Mm-mm. And I don't.
Yeah, no, and like, I'm now at the spot in life, too, where, like, it does, if I'm ordering, if we got a bunch of people ordering pizza, I'll just order my own. Like, because I no longer want to compromise on pizza. So,
I agree with you.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Y'all can keep chiming in. The Suns, The question is, are they going to be tough earlier or later in the playoffs? And the answer could be either. I mean, let's face it, KD in a Suns jersey, undefeated at this point. We know that. Like, yep. KD this year, phenomenal. What I can't figure out is, do you want to catch them early? Right now, they feel like things are gelling together. As they go later into the playoffs, maybe it gels more. Or do you want to bank on the fact that, like, later in the playoffs, they might wear down a little bit?
No, you want to catch them early. You want to catch them early. Even though this team is 8-0 with Kevin Durant at the moment, he is still coming off an injury. And I won't say he's working his way into things, because he's going out there, played 40-plus minutes last night and played at a very high level, scored 29 points. But you would rather face this team early than late. I think the later you face them, the more they would have gelled, especially in playoff basketball. So I think the scarier they could be. So I think early on would be better more so than later.
What I can't figure out is how you beat this team. Honestly, not how they beat themselves, not how they have an off night. Like, we've talked so much about the fact that there are big threes across the league in history. This feels like the opportunity to be sort of a big-ish four. Like, I'm including DeAndre Ayton, remembering how good he was a couple of years ago in their run to the finals. But the fact is, you can trot out so many different lineups in so many different ways here. You can beat teams in a million different ways. And over the course of a series, over the course of a seven-game series, as adjustments are made, the Suns cannot adjust everybody because they have better options to adjust with, like, stylistically and size-wise and overall talent-wise.
See, I think the Golden State Warriors, because of the way Steph moves without the basketball, Klay Thompson moves without the basketball, you cannot rest or sleep at any given moment when you're on defense, right? So now you have a Devin Booker who's probably going to be chasing around Klay Thompson, Chris Paul chasing around Steph Curry. You got to get those guys tired. You got to make them also defend, in which they have shown they can defend as well, but you can't just let them relax on defense. You got to make those guys defend, because they're going to make you defend on the opposite end as well.
But if they exert all of their energy on the defensive side of the ball, they still are going to be able to come back up the floor and just get it to KD, or in this situation, get it to KD or Ayton. Right, like,
or try to force to get them in foul trouble.
There's so
the
many
benches it deep.
Right, that's a fair point too. Like, it's interesting to me just because it's become so easy so quickly, and that speaks to KD and his greatness, that he can come into a situation that's already there, find the real spot for him, and say, "Look, I'm gonna get mine. I'm gonna be fine." You know, but the fact that they've made it look so easy is unprecedented. Like, not just 8-0 with KD, but the fact that the ball movement's been easy. There's been no rumblings of any issues. Nobody seems to be sitting there having an ego problem either. Nobody seems to be wishing they were getting fed more. Like, everything about Phoenix, when you watch them play right now, looks easy. And that's scary going into the playoffs.
I want to see the Warriors and Suns play. I really do, because you look at Kevin Durant and being in Golden State and getting his two championships, but the way he departed, him and the Draymond Green situation. You look at the Chris Paul and Steph Curry situation they've been going through all these years, and the way they've been going at it. You also look at Kevin Durant and Chris Paul. Kevin Durant being with the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Warriors stopped him from getting a championship or reaching one with the Thunder that year because of the play of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Also, you look at Chris Paul and the way he was up in the series with the Houston Rockets and being hurt, and then, you know, the Golden State Warriors going on to the championship again that season. You have all kind of storylines with these two teams. And also, the brother-in-law of Steph Curry, Damian Lee, he's on the Phoenix Suns as well. And so it's just so many storylines when it comes to these two teams. But I like great basketball, and those two teams play great basketball.
I don't think we're going to get the best of the best until we end up at the finals, where we get Milwaukee versus Phoenix, in my opinion. Coming up, one team we won't get there, the Lakers. They're frauds. I'll tell you why next. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Fitz and Harry Takeover.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.